Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do it louder than me.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning to you. So excited about today. And today's topic is turning around now. It is turning around now. So good morning to everyone who's hopping on here. I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal. And I am so happy and elated on today. Yay. So we're going to begin with our scripture text on today. I'm like so super excited because God is so, so faithful. So last night I had something that was really good on last night. And it was, good morning, Mary. Good morning. Yes. I had something last night to eat that was so good. Oh, my gosh. When I tell you I am really stepping out and I am really Betty Crocker right now, like I am just getting it all in. Do you hear me? Good morning, Mom. I am getting it all in. Mom, I posted those pictures. Yeah, so I am getting it all in, you guys. Like, I am just going ham. Like, I am going all in with my cooking and everything else. I'm, like, just so super excited what God is doing, and I'm excited on today. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day, God. I thank you for always moving and shaking, for always doing great things, God. We thank you for showing up even when we don't show up. You push us out to show up. And God, I thank you that you're always there, even when we feel like, Lord, we feel like climbing back into our shells and we don't want to come out. But God, you push us out and I thank you for the push. I thank you, God, for when, God, we neglect our prayer time with you, Father. You're right there with open arms wanting to forgive us. Just come on home, daughter. Come on home, son. I thank you, God, for always embracing us and not always looking down on us, Father. You may sit high, but you do look low. Your arms is not too short that they can't reach us. And we thank you and we glorify you, Lord God. I love you, Father. And it's in Jesus' name. And most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins. You said, my mouth, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son. Jesus, my dad, thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we be praying. Touch my mouth and touch this broadcast. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Oh, so I am like so excited on today about it's turning around now. And I truly believe that. I believe that with all of my heart because I know at times when we feel like, God, we've been praying, we've been fasting, we've been sacrificing, God, whatever you need, we are like doing it and we don't see the fruits of it and see things turning around. Don't you know it is turning around? And it's not that we're trying to manipulate God all what I do. No, it's just the things that he called us to do when we do. And then when God promises things and we don't see it right then, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen because it is sure enough turning around, right? Now, and I solely believe that. And when I believe that so much until I know that it is turning around, I know great things is going to happen to us this week. I know some things that we have been praying for shall come to pass. Oh, yes, I truly believe that. Today I'm coming from just trying to get this magnifier on. Here we go. Coming from 2 Kings. Good morning, Sandy. Coming from 2 Kings. Good morning, Jean Hunter. Yes. Mm-hmm. So coming from making sure I didn't miss anybody. Yes. Good morning, Benjamin Pickett. How are you? Yes. And Mary, yes. So coming from 2 Kings, chapter 4, I am like so loving this. I love this Shunammite woman. I love talking about the Shunammite woman. Good morning, Renata. How are you? I just love talking about this Shunammite woman. It's turning around now. And even like I said before, when you feel like it's not turning around, when you feel like, oh, my God, Lord, I've been praying. God, I've been fasting. Good morning, Lise. How are you, Ramika? You know, when you sit there and you say, oh, my God, is it really turning around for me, God? Is it turning around now for me? Yes, it's turning around now for you. And I solely believe that by the end of this week, something is going to turn around for you. So be not dismayed. Be not discouraged. God is with you. So don't think that everything you have done that God asked you to do won't pay off. And you're not doing it because you're trying to manipulate God. I'm talking about in terms of, God, you prayed and you have so many dreams and goals out there, so many things that you know God has given to you since you was a little girl, since you was a seasoned person, since you was older, whenever he gave, since he may have given to you yesterday. Don't you know that thing will come to pass that he promised you? You just have to keep on going. You got to hold on and trust God. Trust God for the end, what the end is going to be. And guess what? He's going to give it to an expected end, okay? It's an expected end. That's what he said, Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. His plans is not to harm you. No, it's not. No, it's not. He wants to prosper you, and God will prosper you. Yeah, so stop thinking that God is beating up on you and he's punishing you. I don't know what God does. You know what I'm saying? His thoughts is not our thoughts. His ways is not our ways. So stop thinking that everything that has, oh, my God, I'm being punished. I removed that from my mind a long time ago. And, yes, God does chasten us. He will chasten you now. But by him chasing us, dude, that is his love for us, because he don't want us to go down the wrong road. Or because that road, he said, no, I don't want you to go in that direction. I want you to go in this direction. Sometimes we close our ears to God because it's something that we want. So we'll go down a road, you know, to get there. My eyes start to me. You just always, nobody can tell you anything. If the Lord don't say it, no, it's not that I, no, our star is not that. I don't want to hear from people. And her thing is that I just shut myself in, but not communicating with my family, nothing like that. I communicate with them 4 or 5 times a day, nothing like that. But when I get into that zone where I just be really quiet, I be writing, I be listening to God, he be pouring into me, and then so I can deliver, you know. But all my family know when I'm working on. My niece Ramika and my mom can attest to that. They are like, she working on something. And they just leave me alone, even though we on the phone talking, but they don't ask me what's going on, because I be just trying to listen and hear from God. You know what I'm saying? Not that I don't take nobody else's opinion, because Lord knows I take opinions from all of my relatives, close friends, family, strangers who I don't know. Yes, I do take their opinions. Oh, yes, I do. Like my nephew Smith was giving me a whole branding thing, you know, so with his vision, my children do. So, but what I'm saying to you is that make that time between you and God where you can hear from him. When you could just solely hear from God speaking to you. And yes, I know it's crazy because of our busy lives, but you got to give God time. Even if you get up 4 o'clock in the morning when everybody else in the house is asleep, you got to give him your time, because how could you continue to work and be prosperous and don't hear from him? No, I want my success to last, and it only lasts because of Christ and because what he gives. He gives much success to you. And I want it to last. I don't want it to be a temporary thing. I want it to be a continual thing, an eternal thing, until I leave this earth. And then as I leave this earth, my children will reap from what I sowed. So what I'm saying to you, I want things to be everlasting with God. So if I listen and I trust him, and I know that whatever he says is going to come to pass, I know it without a shadow of a doubt. I know that I will be successful, but success in him, not in man, but in him. Now, he may use man to bless you, but my success will come from God, because he appointed man to sow into my bosom so doors could open. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That wasn't even where I was going today, but I'm going there, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm going there, and that's how I feel. You know, so you got to give God his time. You give your children your time. You give your mates your time. You give your friends your time. You give the school the time. You give your neighbor your time. The postman, when you're talking to him at the door. When you're in the market, you're talking to the cashier. You give everybody time. Give God some time. Amen. Amen. So we're going to get to my scripture text. Oh, my God. Look, I wasn't even going there, but God, I thank you. Whatever he put in my mouth, that's what I'm just going to say right now. Okay. So I want to read 2 Kings, and that's chapter 4, verse 16, and it says, and he said, about this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son. And she said, nay, my Lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto your handmaid. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, I'm afraid to read 17. And the woman conceived and bare a son at that season. Woo, go ahead, God, that Elijah has said unto her, according to the time of life. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Woo, I just want to back up. Talking about the Shunammite woman, every time Elijah would come into the city, she asked her husband, could she prepare a place for him so he would have somewhere to stay when he come into the city. And she prepared a room for him. And they were wealthy. They were well off. But her heart was, you know, hey, I know this is a true man of God. And I see him traveling through. And every time he traveled, do you mind if we prepare a room? And her husband said, yes, prepare the room every time he comes. So he asked his servant, the Gehazi, he said, what is it that I can give this woman? I'm just summarizing 2 Kings chapter 4. What is it that I can give this woman that she doesn't already have? But this woman was like, I have everything. We hold that we bury and we don't tell anybody about. And it's a sensitive area. It's really sensitive. That area sometimes that we don't want to discuss with folk. Or if a door was shut, we just don't talk about it anymore. Don't even bring it up. I don't even want to whisper about it. Don't even talk about it. So when she said to him in verse 16, nay, she said, nay, my Lord. She said, thou man of God, do not lie unto thy handmaid. So in other words, look, I haven't had no children. My husband is of age. And now you're going to tell me that I'm going to conceive because I'm looking at my situation. I'm looking at the realization of everything. How could this even be? But let me tell you something about God. Stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at, I don't know how it's going to come. No, you don't know how it's going to come. But don't dummy down your situation. Think that God can't move through that thing. Think that God can't send blessings. Don't think that it won't be your time tomorrow. Don't think that everything, nothing will turn around because of my circumstances, where I'm at right now. Don't you know God will turn that thing around for you when you trust him, when you believe in him? Hallelujah. To everyone that's on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, those who have watched the replay, those who are on YouTube, don't dummy down what God has given to you in good morning. Do not dummy down what God has given to you. If he said it, it shall come to pass. Don't look at your situation because God is able to do breakthrough right where you are, right where you think I'm limited, right when you think I don't have the resources, right when you think I don't have enough finances. God is a multiplier, and he will prosper you and multiply the thing. Don't think that I can't get that job because look at my temperament. People already tell me that I don't have good social skills. Okay, well, guess what? Then learn some social skills and go to school, learn how to be a leader. So what I'm saying to you is that it's all kind of ways, or read books on how to become a great leader. You know, pour into yourself, sow into yourself. Ask God to fix your temperament. Ask God to fix who you are. Ask God to fix your mind and your way of thinking so you'll be able to do the job that God has called you to do. So don't slight God. The Bible says, do not despise the day of small beginnings. Do not do that because you don't know how God is going to come through for you. Hallelujah. But that was a sensitive area for the woman because she didn't have any children. And because she was of age now, so she didn't bury that. How many of us have had some things that we carry on the inside of us, dreams and goals that we didn't bury? It's so sensitive of things that have happened to us in life, and because of those closed doors, because that door was closed, because we like, Lord, every time I turn around, I try to move forward, but the door is closed. So we become like that old saying, gun shy, like, ooh, we just don't even go there with me with that because I don't want to even talk about it because there's so many closed doors, and I failed at that thing so many times. But even though if you may fail at that thing, get up, just show up. I learned to show up and let God do the rest. So show up and let God do the rest for you. And even that thing that you don't want to touch, that's so sensitive and don't let, and it's so delicate, and you're like, I don't want nobody touching this thing. Don't say nothing to me about it because I'm not going down that road again. And you could talk to people about different things, and they say, we ain't even going to revisit that, or they just be really quiet. Yeah. Whew. I had to take a break right there and drink some of my coffee. It is coffee with me, y'all. So what I'm saying, let me see, because I'll read some of these comments. Oh, my God. Good morning, Keisha. Good morning, Terry. Yes, yes, yes. That's right, Mom. Let God speak through you. Let God speak through you, because sometimes you can be at a place where it's so sensitive and so delicate. I'm going to close my ears to that. I can't even talk about that right now. That's why she said, nay, my Lord, what? Don't lie to your handmaid. But see, she knew the power of this prophet. But still, she was like, don't lie to me, because I had already dealt with that. This is on my own imagination, how I'm interpreting the story. I had already cried sleepless nights. I had already put myself out there. I had already, the door got shut, slammed on me. I had tried it again around the back door. That happened. That closed, yeah. So I'm not going up. Ooh, she was thinking. I'm not going up on the rooftop just to get to it, God. I'm done with it. I didn't took my hands off of it. It's not going to work for me. I'm done with it. Oh, God. Oh, my God. But that brings me to, this wasn't a part of what I was supposed to be talking about, but I'm going to go there today. The man who, when his friends took him and lowered him, see, it was when Jesus was in the house, they couldn't enter the house for their friend healing. So they had a mat. So they carried their friend up on the top of the rooftop, and that particular house, the roof, the top to come off, and they took the top off the roof, and they lowered. Oh, God, glory be to God. And they lowered their friend down for healing. So what I'm saying to you is that they couldn't get around to Jesus one way to get it, so they went around another way to get it. So sometimes you just can't go through the front door. You got to go through the back door. You got to go through the window. You got to climb up, oh, Jesus, on the rooftop to get to that goal, that thing that God has promised you. Because sometimes it's not going to be easy. He'll give it to you, but then you got to work it out. See, that's the thing for me. God, you didn't show me. Now I got to work it out. And 15 doors didn't close. But guess what? That build up endurance. That build up all kind of things within inside of you. Oh, but you just got to go at that thing. So that thing and that area that's in your life that's so sensitive and so delicate where you didn't bury it because so many doors was closed on you. And I'm so hurt, and I am crushed. You got to go at that thing. Thank you, Lord. I said before, I don't know who have heard me say this, but years ago when I tried to present Hope Victorious in 2007, and the door closed on it, and I let it go. Several more years passed, 2014, and I heard the Lord say, I want you on Blog Talk Radio. So 2 years prior to that, my sister-in-law, rest in peace, Gloria, she told me, the women need to hear from you. You need to tell your story. And I said, she told me all about Blog Talk Radio. Got all the information down. I researched it. I studied it. And I buried that too. And then 2 years after that, the Lord, I heard him loud and clear in service. I want you on the radio on that Wednesday, which was New Year's Eve of 2014, and that's when it was birthed. See, it was birthed a long time ago, but because that door shut, and God just put that in my spirit just now, because that door shut, don't even talk about Hope Victorious to me. It was so delicate, I couldn't even if my spirit start talking about it, because I was so hurt because that door was shut. I never moved forward with it again. And so God spoke to me loud and clear, and I heard his demand, and I went with it. Yeah, it was a command by God. Yeah, I know it was. Yeah, When I heard it, And I said, D-man, because, yeah, he was demanding me, you can go. And so man wants to get it done. Yeah, but look how many years went by before I said, oh, my God, I got to go back at this thing again. And this time when I went back at it, I did it. And then I shared with my leader at the time, and they were so happy for me, and they were so excited. But I stepped out on my own because God called me to step out on my own to do it, and I did it. It didn't interfere with no ministry stuff I was doing. God does things in decency and in order, and listen to this. That was on New Year's Eve on a Wednesday. But then I heard God speak and say, I want you to do it every week on a Tuesday. And when I thought, and I was just following his command, but when I thought about it, I said, oh, my God, God does things in decency and in order. Because it would have been a conflict if I'd have been doing it during the time of our noonday Bible study on Wednesday. So it was no Bible study for the because he was on Christmas break. So God had me do it on Wednesday. It didn't interfere with anything that was going on at my home church right at the time. But then after that Wednesday, he knew that it would. So he said every Tuesday. Oh, God, when I tell you, when you trust, when you believe in him, when you give him everything you've got. And I know sometimes it's hard because of the sacrifices. I know it's hard. But when you give God everything you have, and he does things in decency and order, and he won't make no mistakes. And whatever you're doing, how you're sowing, how you're pouring into people, a caregiver, to your parents, to your children, to your loved ones, strangers you even know, when you're sowing in ministry and or on your job, and you just pouring in and doing all you could possibly do, God will turn things around for you. So don't think that he has forgotten about your dreams and your goals. Don't think that he has that baby he impregnated you with. And even if it's some men listening in, I'm not talking about a physical baby, but that dream is your baby, that dream, that goal of yours, that thing that God promised you will happen. You hold on to that because it shall come to pass. So don't look at your situation and think that it's impossible. Because being in impossible situations, I'm looking at God right now like, God, I trust you. I don't know which way, how, but I know you're going to come through. I know it. I know it. I know it. I know it. And I trust you, God. I trust you for it. So when you trust God, like this Shunammite woman, and even though she said, name my Lord, don't lie to your handmaid. She didn't say I didn't want it. She was just so hurt because so many doors, everybody walking around the community, everybody had a baby, and here she is, an older woman. Yeah, I'm wealthy, but this money is not buying me happiness. But she didn't even rely on her money for happiness, or would her make it give her husband even happiness. She relied on Jesus. That's her happiness. And she wasn't seeking after anybody for happiness but God. Because she was a woman of God. But she was a woman of God who was hurt on the inside. And you could tell because that area was so sensitive. So when you told us, like, oh, my gosh, don't lie to me. You know, in other words, this is how long I've been waiting. But God opened up her womb, and around that same time next year, she conceived and had a baby. Oh, yes, she did. So what I'm saying to you is that God is faithful. And he is just, and he loves us so much. So that thing that you're carrying, that I'm not going back at this thing again because another door going to shut on me again. Go back at that thing again. Keep going back at that thing until that door opens. Shake it. Knock on it. And then God will tell you, hey, no, go around another way. But don't be angry with God in the process, because sometimes we get angry with God when doors close on us, when we know that God has given that to us. When we know God has given that to us, but those doors are closed and that door is shut. But see, it's only shut for us. It's not even shut. You just can't open it right now. You ever see something on the when you on set and it says on air, then off air, but you can't go in when it says on air? No, but doesn't mean that you won't ever go on air. You just got to wait until they off air so you can enter into the room, and then the light will go back on when it's your turn. Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. He got you. So it's turning around now. Don't think that it's not turning around because you don't see it happening. But you got to keep working that thing out and keep going down the right path. And don't, like the scripture says, be not weary in well doing, but in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Don't be weary in doing good. Don't be weary in doing things well. Keep going at that thing because God got you. Amen. 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 I'm going to try to read some of y'all comments here. Jean Hunter says, thank you, Lord. Yes. When you're close, when your door's closed. Yes, 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 yes. Hi, Michelle. Thank you for the beautiful rose. I love that. For the beautiful heart. Amen, amen. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, Lord, Terry says, trust God. I'm telling you, trust him. Yep, look beyond what you see. Amen. You better just pick it. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Michelle. Hi, Egypt Marie. I just wanted to read your comment. Amen. Praise God. You allow God to bring it into, yes, fruition. Yes, I so enjoyed it. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So even though some time has passed, you all got to go back at that thing again. Amen. So just go back at that thing again, even when it feel like it's not going to happen for you. Even when you feel like it's just not going to happen, but it will happen when you trust God. When you keep believing God, it shall come to pass. So stop thinking that it won't come to pass because it will. You just got to trust God in the midst of that, in the midst of it. But seek the happiness from God. I came from 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. Tell you, I was so blessed by this woman. Always read her story, but you always get something different every time when you read the word of God, your interpretation, and because it's so, God's word is so big, and it just fills every situation of your life. So that thing that that's so sensitive that you haven't shared me with anyone, and only God know it, and he knows that on the inside what's going on, and you like, Lord, if I go back at this thing again, will another door shut? To be honest, it might, but you still got to go. Will it come to pass? Oh, yes, it will come to pass. Will it come to pass? Oh, yes, it will come to pass. The manifestation of it will happen. You got to go back at this thing again. And I'm not speaking for God when saying if you may, and it may not open right then, because I'm just talking about just life experiences. And you could all can attest to that, because sometimes that door may not open right then. But it doesn't mean to give up on that, because if you don't give up on it, don't give up on it, keep going back at that thing again. You've got to go back at that thing again. You've got to go back at that thing again. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to be over. Oh, my gosh. I so enjoyed all of you on today. Got a few minutes. Amen. Amen, Renee. To everything, there is a season. You got that right. Everything, there is a season. Trust the Lord when you're close. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. So I want to just say be encouraged on today. God love you all. He's so amazing. I don't know if you all have seen my picture that I had, my flyer that I've been posting about my book, Get Your Fight Back, that's coming real soon. It's coming out in October. I'll let everybody know when the pre-sale will begin. I am so super excited about it. I went down a journey where I was so sick. And I said, if my mother and my family knew how sick I was, they would have been out in California, the first plane smoking. I was so ill from being pre-diabetic and also high blood pressure, hypertension. And I was out one night. I had an episode where my mom and my son experienced that because they were both on the phone. My son was taking me to the ER. And my niece, Anila, actually reminded me how long I was going through it. She said, we knew that you wasn't well, Aunt Winnie, because, of course, because she's going to school to be a doctor. So she's reading all into it. I seen by your eyes. I seen just looking at your face. And I'm like, oh, my God, because I FaceTime like 3 or 4 times a day, everybody. So they are like, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, but God healed me. And I prayed and asked God for healing. But I had to do my part as well. And my part that I was doing was making sure that I start researching and start studying different things about high blood pressure, heart palpitations, diabetes. I started reading up on that. And whatever your condition may be, and whatever they always say what they diagnose you with, because I'm not claiming anything, research it and study it. See which fruits, but also consult your doctor, because I consulted my doctor with everything that I have done. When I decide to change my way, my whole lifestyle of eating and exercise and working out, I made sure I was good. You know, so I was so sick, but I made sure I got a doctor's clearance. You go and do what you got to do. And so always consult your doctor and physician, whatever changes that you may make in your life health-wise. Amen? So, but it was a mindset. My mind had to change in the way I was thinking. And I chose to live, because if not, I wouldn't have been here today, because I was so sick and everything was out of control. But I got my fight back. The reason why my book is called Get Your Fight Back, because how many times do we sit on exercise in the morning and then we don't? How many times do we say, oh, I'm going to eat right tomorrow, or I'm going to wait till the first of the year, or I'm going to wait till after summer, and then I'm going to start eating right? Mm-hmm. So getting your fight back, because you was fighting at one time, but then you stopped and you just dropped the ball. But it's okay to get back up and get back to your fight. Get your fight back and start taking care of your life and start making healthy choices. Start making healthy choices. I Googled and researched and studied what fruits and vegetables is good for me. But you got to be careful, because some food that you may eat is sweet, especially those who are suffering with hypertension, is too sweet. So you got to Google what food is good for you. That's why I consulted my doctor. But I did my own research. I did my own study. Oh, yeah, I did. And God helped me, because God told me what to do, and I follow order. Now, was that a sacrifice? Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. But guess what? I chose to live. So one day I was in the bed, and I said, am I wanting food? Oh, my God, I'm wanting food. Because food is like a relationship. And it can have so much toxicity within your body. I had to detoxify myself. So it was like detoxifying myself from a relationship. And that comes about my book, A Diamond in a Garden. I have on there being detoxifying yourself from relationships. Oh, my gosh. So I said, Lord, forgive me if I'm mourning food. And it's not that I was hungry. It was because I was mourning those foods that was not good for me. Until I heard Catherine Reynolds say, why would you go back, being this Catherine, say, why would you go back to the same way of eating? It was working for you. It's working. And how oftentimes do we go back to things that is working for us and we good, and we go back to the same thing that tore us down, the same thing that almost cost us our life, that same thing that we know that's not going to change, because all the ingredients are still the same, the recipe is still the same. I don't care how you mix it up. I don't care if the measurements, you do half this, half that, a cup of this, or you lower the measurements, the ingredients, the amount that you put in it. It doesn't matter. That thing is still bad for you. Mm-hmm. That's like a relationship. When you know that person is bad for you, but you're still going to go back to that. Why? Because they said that they changed. The ingredients are still in them. My dad always said, listen, a leopard's spots may change, but it's still a leopard. So you stop looking at people, situations, and things when you know that thing is bad for you, and you're still going back to it because it looks differently. So what is more leaner now than it was before? They took out some of the ingredients, but guess what? The product is still there. What's bad is the product that's bad. The ingredients is just helping to make it even bad, worse for you, but the situation is bad. So that's a life lesson for us. Yeah, stop going back to those things that's bad for you, and you know it's bad, but because it feels good, it tastes good, it's comfortable for us, I love it, I got to be with it. Mm-mm. Let that stuff go, because it's tearing you apart, and you may not be able to tell your story. People are dying from strokes 30s and in their 40s, and strokes and heart attacks and, ooh, Jesus. So I turned my whole life around. I can't wait for my book to come out to share with you guys my whole story, and also I got some great recipes that's going to be in there. I am just so excited what God is doing. I am really, really, really excited with you doing, excited within me. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people around you may not understand your change, but you still change. You know, I can't say that my family understood at the time, but they supported me with it in terms of my journey, you know. And my mama was all in the store. Did you read when I came home? And are you reading the label? Are you reading what the ingredients inside this? Because I guess she like, look, my baby, I may not eat what things that she eats, but I know that I want her to be healthy. And right now, and not right now, but she is healthy and God has healed her, and I don't want her to go back to that. So we all up in the market looking at the labels, reading the labels. When I was home, she made me some ranch dressing, you know, that had all vegan products in there, and it was so good. So, and she brought me, oh, my gosh, she brought me a juicer because my juicer was here. Of course, I wasn't going to lug it on a plane, so she brought me a juicer so I can juice. So what I'm saying is that when family, if your family and friends may not understand your change, you still have to change and go with it for you to be alive and stay healthy. So take care of yourself. Watch what you eat. You know, Google and study the foods that you eat. Read the back of the labels in the market. Mm-hmm. Disclaimer, I'm not a doctor or physician. I'm just giving you some of my opinions, but you got to still consult your doctor on everything that you do because I did. Amen. So start reading up on the stuff that you're eating and making healthy choices for yourself. You know, yes, you may miss that hoagie, that cheese steak. Yes, I'm from Philly. Yes, I missed it. But guess what? Last night, cakes, it wasn't crab meat, but guess what I did? I Googled and I researched. I put in vegan crab cakes. I am a pescatarian because I do eat seafood twice a week, but lately I haven't had any seafood. So what I did was I had some jackfruit. Well, jackfruit is real good for you. And I had some hearts of palm, and I'm just Googling. I put in vegan crab cakes on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. They have really great recipes and ingredients and stuff. But I take ingredients from like 15 different videos, you know, whatever I feel is good for me, because I'm still watching the seasons that I put in there because sometimes seasons can't store you. But God has healed me. My pressure is regulated. Amen. No more pre-diabetes. When I tell you God is a healer, I trust him so much because he didn't have to heal me, but he did, and I'm grateful to God. I am grateful to God. I never want to feel like that again. Never, never, never. And so I put that together with some celery, some onions. Oh, my God, when I tell you, and I put in the pan with just a little bit of canola oil, and I put that in the pan, or you could put it in the air fryer, but I missed some fried food, so I did that. And when I tell you, oh, my God, it was so good, y'all. Oh, my God. And I put some Obey on there. I put some a little bit of onion powder. And what else I put on there? Yeah, and I squeezed a little bit of lemon on top, fresh lemon on top. When I tell you, and I put some vegan mayo on there and put that patty together and put that in a frying pan. When I tell you, y'all, oh, my God, it was so good. And I put some Obey on there. You can't tell me I wasn't eating the crab cake. I'm cracking up because I know my sister be like, you look like you when I tell y'all, it was so good. So you will find other ways to make yourself happy with food, and it can taste so good. You just got to do the research. And today I'm going to have me, I made a cantaloupe juice, and that consists of, cantaloupe is real good for high blood pressure too, even though I don't have it anymore, praise God. But cantaloupe is really good for you. Cantaloupe, and I have, I put a little bit of spinach and pineapple. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of ginger, because ginger can be strong, and I put it in the juice. So I didn't do a NutriBullet, because when I do the NutriBullet, it make it into like a smoothie. I wanted an actual juice. So you can go on Amazon. They have juices that's really inexpensive. Just read the reviews on the juicers, on the juicers. So oh my God, so I'm having it today. It is so, so good, y'all. So God is just, he's just faithful, and he's awesome. It was a mindset first. And then it had to be a lifestyle change, a mindset, because I told you I was in the bed, like, oh, my God, I'm hoarding food. I was like, oh. See, my mama taught me the difference of you sick or you emotionally sick. I was emotionally sick, okay? So after I got over that and said, you know what, Lord, my life belongs to you. I give you my life because it belongs to you. So I have to do what's right and treat my body right, because our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So what we put in our body is tearing my body apart. So, yeah. So I watched two videos too, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. And I also watched What the Health. Oh, my God. After I got done, I was like, oh, God. Yes. So, yeah. So, guys. So, I mean, I am really excited about it. Some great things is coming out this fall with Hope Victorious. I know you all will be a partner on this journey also with me because, honey, I am fighting back. Get your fight back on today. Walk around the block for 5 minutes or do some chair exercise. They got a lot of chair exercises on YouTube. Whatever you can do physically to get your body moving, move. Oh my God. And you know what? When I started, I wasn't thinking about the weight loss. I just wanted to be healthy. But everything dropped off, started dropping off. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Tags was still on. I'm like, wait a minute. Oh my God. I can't finish. That's how long I had it, like for 2 years, because I couldn't fit it. I don't know what I thought. You know what? I was, by faith, I was believing. That size that I had, oh, yeah, I'm ordering this because I could fit this. Oh, okay. Okay. So when I put it on, it did not fit. All right. But 2 years later, I went back to it. When I could fasten it and zip it up, it made me feel so good. So I wasn't in it for the weight loss. I was in it to become healthy. But when you eat healthy foods, that weight just starts shedding. So now I'm toning up and maintaining. And I go to the gym about 4 times a week. But for the last 3 weeks, to be honest, that's why I posted that, oh, my God, even when you don't feel like working out, but I have to because it's a must for our body to move and work out and not just get the computer typing, typing, typing. And every 30 minutes, you should get up from your computer and stop. Don't be sitting. Maybe you have to walk to the bathroom, walk back and forth from some people working at from home. But what I'm saying to you is that get your movement in, how you can get your movement in. Yeah, get your. Now I understand what my mom, when she get up, she'd be stretching, doing her stretches. I'm like, okay, Mom, now I get it. She was always did that since I was young, you know, always stretching, always doing some type of movement in the house. That's why she looks so great. Uh-huh, go do that, Dot Martin. So, yeah, but I am super excited what God is doing and what God is going to be doing. And in the life of you all, in the life of you, I love your testimonies. I love everything that y'all do. I love y'all, and I just love the testimonies from y'all. When I see y'all on social media, and I know sometimes social media may look grand. No, I see the changes in your lives. I see it. Keep believing and trusting God in this crazy, in this world we in. God is with us. He is with us, y'all. He is with us. Ooh, look, you ever see the Bible story? They be like, God is with us. He is with us, okay? For Israel, he is with us. I love the Bible story. Mm-hmm. Listen, I love you all. I'm talking about the Bible story. The woman who wrote them from Seventh Heaven, her series, because her movies was like so close to the Bible. And I know you have to, you know, theatrically get it all out and all of that stuff, but it's so close, everything. So, oh, my gosh, those who are dialed in, it's getting ready to click off, but I love you all who dialed in, and thank you for watching on YouTube. Thank you for those on Facebook Live, and those who will watch the replay. I love you all, and be encouraged. Let me just close out in prayer. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, garlic powder. Okay. Thank you, Mom. Health is important. Yes. Yeah, you're right, Renee. I do a lot of garlic powder, too. Mm-hmm. Yes. I know you know about that world, Renee, being in the health world. Yes, that sodium. Amen. God bless you too, Mary. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, we bless you, we lift you up and give you the highest praise, oh God. We thank you for today and we thank you for every day, God. I thank you for just always being with us and for loving us, God. Even, Father, we don't love ourselves. You always wrap your arms around us, Father. Oh God, I glorify your name. I magnify your name. I thank you for healing, God. I thank you for healing and for your everlasting love, God. Lord, everlasting love. I thank you for the story of the Shunammite woman on today, God. I thank you for the healing power, God, that you have bestowed upon us, that you have breathed back on us your healing power, Father. I thank you for loving us, God. I thank you, God. I glorify your name, Lord God, and I thank you for just being you, God. You all the time, God. Lord, it's always you, and I love you, God, and I thank you, Father. Thank you for those who have joined on Hope Victorious on the day. I thank you for those listening in I thank you for those who are at work and still listening in, God. I thank you for those who are dialed in, those who are on YouTube, those who watch the replay, those who are on Facebook Live, God. Touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Move past all those obstacles, God. Push those obstacles aside so they can have breakthrough, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, dear God. Oh, God, you're faithful. You're loving. You're kind. You love us. You care for us, God. We do thank you for making all things possible. There's nothing too hard for God. And we do thank you, God. Whose report will we believe? We believe the report of the Lord. We thank you for healing. When we had our surgeries, God, you was right there to heal us, God. God, we thank you for a negative report, God. All results are negative on today. Oh, hallelujah, God. We glorify you, God. We magnify you, God. Oh, we thank you, Lord God. Touch everyone that's on this call. My eyes start. Touch everyone, God. Heal our bodies, God, because, Lord, we know that you're the ultimate healer. Work out our situations on our jobs, God. Do it right now for your glory, Lord God. And on this week, God, I know it will turn around for us, God, in the name of Jesus. It will turn around for, because it's already turning. We feel your embrace. We feel your kindness. We feel your love, God. We thank you, God. You said we have faith the size of a mustard seed. We can move any mountain, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we believe and we trust in you, Father. And we thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for us, and you said, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son, Jesus, from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. 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 If you can also tune in tomorrow, well, not tune in, but dial in for prayer on tomorrow with my church, St. Paul Chapel Baptist Church, and my pastor overseer, Joshua Gooding, the prayer line in the morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It'll be posted on my Hope Victorious page or my Wanda Mark Woodard page. So I God bless you all. I see y'all later. And Loli, if you're listening from Switzerland, God bless you, honey. Amen. So I'll talk to you all later. All right. Bye.